Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Speaking of acquisitions, something that's, I think, going to be talked about over the next few days, Kevin Durant, this seems to be gaining some momentum. There's like three teams now that Kevin Durant seems to be, I should say that he's honing in on, but that Phoenix would be honing in on for him and for them based on what the teams can offer. But the Heat is one of those teams. I also saw, I think it was DraftKings or FanDuel, has the Heat as the favorites to land Russell Westbrook. there's some activity going on. I mean, you could reunite Durant and Westbrook.
10 years too late. Let's see what the Marks brothers can do out there on the field.
I mean, I did see people tweeting, like, it were actual reporters, like, if you add Kevin Durant to Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, let's say you can keep them all, and that's your new big three, is that, and I know we talked about it last week, but there are people who have different ideas, is that enough to win the East? Durant, Bam, Tyler.
I'm torn on this because it's crazy. You kept saying last week, Hawk, we're acting like Kevin Durant is a third string guard somewhere, and we're adding him to a package. He's a Hall of Famer, but we watched Brooklyn and we watched Phoenix. The Phoenix didn't even make the playoffs, so that's what gives me a little indecision about the trade.
So, Lana, where do you stand on all this? Where do you stand on Brad Marchand, and where do you stand on Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook?
Brad Marchand might be the greatest South Florida sports athlete of all time. Like, I don't believe I could go back on my Brad Marchand take and not look at it and say I am moronic. The fact that you guys did not fire me for that is, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, you didn't say it on the air. You only said it via text, mm-hmm. and I did share it again after the game.
Yeah. I noticed
he texted, is this Marchand guy, do we even know if he's any good?
Huh.
I foresee him being a playoff bum. And he might win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. He probably should. Him or Sam Bennett.
So it's either him or Sam Bennett. You know, I had that future on Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe, $50 at plus 1,500. And the offer that they're offering me now is $5.06. So Sergei Bobrovsky is not going to win the Conn Smythe.
No.
Now, I will tell you, I put in a bet on Brad Marchand to win it at plus 450. Sam Bennett is the odds-on favorite at like minus 150 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a flyer on Marchand at plus 450. He keeps scoring goals. The story itself, yeah, of him leaving Boston, coming to a rival, and maybe being the best postseason player in the NHL. Like, I'm taking a flyer on plus 450. I put it in yesterday.
And I can't. I would miss a goal with empty netter from 4 feet. So I'm not taking it for granted what these guys do. But Marchand's not getting an assist across, and the goalie's running back. Off the face-off, he's grabbing the puck, jumping over people's sticks, flipping it through his legs, and scoring. Like, the optics of it, he should win the damn Conn Smythe.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
He's 37?
Is he 37 and Durant 37? Are they both 37?
I believe Marchand is 36. 36 years old.
How old's Durant?
30. Oh, no. Marchand's 37. You're right, Crowder. Yeah. 37. He just turned 37. He just turned 37.
Durant's hairline is 82.
Durant.
how old is he, though?
Durant is 36, but he turns 37 late September.
That would be kind of funny. They have two 37-year-old superstars on your hockey and basketball teams.
We're bringing in all the AARP teams. Come on, little guy.
But
we're in Florida, too.
Wait,
I mean, it makes sense.
What bothers me about the Durant thing is people now are saying, forget Durant, tank, blow it all up. And I understand it. Hey, even with Kevin Durant, are you really going to win a title? And I don't know, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, and you're going to be locked into him for the next year or two after that.
2 seasons, for sure. He wants a two-year contract extension. Yeah, yeah. I get that. I understand why that's worrisome. And I'm with you.
And there are people saying, hey, that's the money you could have given to Jimmy Butler and kept him here.
Right, but Jimmy Butler and Kevin Durant, at this stage, if you're choosing Jimmy over Kevin Durant, you got to get your head examined. You have to. The Miami Heat need scoring. They for 20 years, since Dwayne Wade wasn't prime Dwayne Wade anymore, what have the Heat missed? It's somebody who can score the basketball. I said 20, really like 10 years. Score the basketball efficiently. They have potentially a superstar in Kevin Durant that wants to come here. And all the conversation is like, no, forget that. Let's tank. It is so easy to sit on Twitter and say, hey, blow it all up. Let's be bad for 5 years so we can be like Oklahoma City. It is so easy to do that year in, year out. And you know what? Maybe it is the right move, especially since Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks to just blow it all up. But the Heat aren't going to do it. So why are we acting like that's the only move that Miami needs to make?
Well,
they can
the
add
only
Kevin
move.
Durant.
I mean,
Kevin Durant.
It's not the only move, but there is a valid argument to make
for sure.
You keep putting Band-Aids. You keep taping a wall that is falling down, and at some point, there's just diminished returns on that. Yeah. Like, at some point, you got to tear it down and build a new wall.
But it's easy to just assume that everybody can do what Oklahoma City did. Go look at Oklahoma City after they traded Russell Westbrook to Houston. I mean, that's a long process. And they got lucky. SGA got gifted to them. Like, that you know how many teams the Sixers spent 2 decades trying to do that? And all they've gotten is bum-ass Joel Embiid. Like, it is hard to do that. It's easy now to just say, blow it up, trade Bam for 5 first-round picks. And then the next 3 seasons, Bam Adebayo is winning titles somewhere else or helping teams contend somewhere else. Kevin Durant maybe hoists a trophy with Minnesota, and you're sitting here with a bunch of first-round picks and multiple 15, 16-win seasons. Like, that is a hard process. And people don't realize that. They just want assets. Give me first-round picks. I want picks. Well, no, you can have Kevin Durant. You can have him.
And two parts. I've heard that too, Solana. If you want me to pepper spray you, say, if you're going to pay Durant, you might as well pay Jimmy Butler. I'm going to shoot you with bear spray in your eyes. That is the craziest thing in the world. Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer. Jimmy's not nowhere close to Kevin Durant's skill set. And then this blow-up thing, is that the thought of it? Is trade Bam, get as much you can back for Bam, trade Tyler? Because they're not going to sit around here and play for no reason to be the 10 seed every year either. They'll know, and the Heat culture, they're going to know that we're not trying to win. I don't think Riley and Spo would know how to damn tank. They went 41-41 with James Johnson.
It's not – I mean, you guys are using the term tank. It's not tank. It's just restarting everything. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between tanking and saying, no, we got to rebuild. Because rebuilding isn't tanking. It's acknowledging you're not going to be competitive for a little bit. But I just want to say there's a difference between tanking and rebuilding.
Right.
But they may say, you know what? If we're going to grind our wheels for the next 3 seasons, because we don't think Kevin Durant, if we have to give up everything in order to get him and we don't think it's a championship roster, we're going to grind our wheels for 3 seasons. Should we do that and be ready with what we think could be a championship team through the draft and all the assets that we acquire? Or should we do that and just kind of hope that something magical happens, but then at the end of 3 seasons, you're still kind of exactly where you are because you've got expiring contracts of older players who maybe haven't won you a championship? For me, it's a very difficult call to make. It's not as easy as, hey, do you want to be competitive or do you want to tank? To me, it's much greater than that.
But what they've shown us through the big three, then with Jimmy Butler going to two championships, even though we lost, winning the East. Now, we saw last year what Bam, Tyler, Wiggins, those guys could do. We watched it. Now, no Jimmy. We're going to go into another year with Bam, Tyler, and Wiggins, and them, Hacky Lacky Jr. and all these guys.
No. You would not. On. You would not. You would trade Bam for picks. You would trade Tyler for picks. You would start the rebuild. The question is, we're here in 2025. The question is, when you get to 2028, what's going to have happened over the past 3 years, right? Have you done anything with, hey, let's go get an aging superstar? Are they anything better than the 5 seed, the 4 seed, the 3 seed? Maybe they go 2 rounds in the playoffs. And then at the end of 3 seasons, you're nowhere near anywhere because you don't have enough. You haven't been bad enough to get good draft picks. You don't have anything left of value to trade. Or when you get to 2028, do you want to have had 4 quality first round draft picks and maybe the opportunity to trade for Ja Morant, right? Or like that. That's the question. It's not like, hey, do we want to? No one is saying run it back with Bam, Wiggins, and Tyler. It's either tear it down to the foundation and start building up again because we think in 2028 we are OKC, or yeah, let's get an aging superstar because we think between now and 2028. We'll be able to put together a miracle run to the finals again.
And it truly is a fair assessment of what should be on the table. I believe it is. Potentially reset. Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks. What would Bam get? And how quickly can you stockpile picks to be able to trade for superstars? Look at Luka Doncic. Look at Desmond Bane. Like, I'm not saying it's a dumb approach, Hawk. I'm with you. Should the Heat consider it if they can't get Kevin Durant? Absolutely. But you know what else I'm watching? The Indiana Pacers with a roster that 8 months ago nobody told me would have told me was had championship aspirations. Nobody would have said they have title aspirations. And when they traded 3 first-round picks for Pascal Siakam, nobody said, hey, that's going to elevate them to go be back in the NBA Finals. And you know what gets you closer to competing? Kevin Durant. It gets you closer, and then who knows what happens?
Well, maybe again, somebody else wants to come here. Riley is, do we want to be closer, or do we want to feel like we've put it together?
Yeah.
And but this is the thing too, to that, and this is my point. I understand what you're saying, the tank or rebuild, reload, and all the Riley does this in his postseason press conference. He uses a bunch of cute words to say what they're going to do. Starting lineup next year is Khalil Ware, Davion Mitchell, Pelle Larsen, and Haywood Highsmith. Maybe throw Alejandro Solana in there. Like, we're going to take the court with that?
Well, I mean, that's the option. There's two options. Add an aging superstar who you can get. You can't get anyone other than Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook. They're not available. So you have two options. Add an aging superstar to who you have, or take the court with what you just said. I mean, that's the only two. Because the other option will be to run it back with Bam and Tyler.
Do you move one? Could you move one, or you just go? Because Duncan's gone, right?
You gotta either jump in head first, or you can't keep middling here. You can't keep riding the fence. Like, you got to do one or the other. You're squirreling.
I want the squirreling.
but I'll tell you what.
We can keep Bam around and just see what happens.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. The Miami Heat, in my opinion, I'm not saying a source. I'm telling you, I don't see the Miami Heat trading Bam Adebayo.
Neither do I.
Unless it was for Giannis. Like, there's outliers. Right. But for what's at play right now, what's on the table, I don't see Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Eric Spoelstra.
What about for
even
4 first-round picks?
No, I don't. I don't, because they have chosen him to be the next culture bearer, the next face of the franchise. Whether or not you think he's talented enough is another question. That's who they chose. They hand-selected. They don't take that bleep lightly, man. Like, they believe in that stuff. Psychologically, they believe in it. They're not just going to turn around and say, hey, you know what? We missed on Kevin Durant. we're pressing a reset button here. We're trading you to Sacramento for 5 first-round picks. They don't function that way. They just don't. Could they trade Tyler? Absolutely, for first-round picks. Could they trade Andrew Wiggins elsewhere for picks? Absolutely. I could see all that playing out. The one I have a hard time believing is Bam Adebayo, because this organization functions a certain way. They wouldn't have traded Udonis Haslam. They're not trading Bam Adebayo, man. I just don't see it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So Kevin Durant was the Kevin Durant news turns every single day. Yesterday we learned that he doesn't want to go to Minnesota. That appears to be the same place, although that appears to be the team that the Suns want to trade him to the most. And the report yesterday from The Athletic was they're trying to get Kevin Durant to warm up to the idea of going to Minnesota. I don't know. I mean, like, I think the old don't like to be cold, and I don't think he wants to go to Minnesota.
Can I just tell you, what happens in Minnesota in the winter is beyond cold. Like, I've gotten up mornings and was just mad because it was so cold. Like, think about this. I remember we had a stretch to where they put the heater on in the indoor building for 2 straight days over the weekend because we had an away game and they knew it was going to be cold. 2 straight days, as high as it would go. And when we got to practice on Wednesday in the indoor building, it was 30 degrees.
Oh my God.
And that was 60 degrees warmer than the wind chill outside.
That's not for me, dog.
So when people talk about cold, that is a different level cold. You just like, you're just angry.
It's understandable why he wouldn't want to go live there. I mean, now they can still trade him. He doesn't have a no trade clause. He could not stay there.
But his move is that he won't sign the extension.
He won't sign the extension, but there's also,
I mean, so now you got a who was it in Toronto? You got a
Kawhi situation.
A Kawhi situation.
Right. Right. Apparently they're keen on the idea. I guess the thought is that they're keen on the idea of getting Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle, and like that's what they're happy with. They don't want development guys. They're not, I guess, from the Heat standpoint, there's reports out of Phoenix from Gambo from 95.7 there that says that the Heat's package that's currently on the table will not likely get it done. It's unlikely to get it done. Now, I don't know what's in that package. They could have been offering Duncan Robinson, Rozier, and a poo-poo platter. I don't know what they're offering. He did say that apparently the word is they don't like Wiggins, and that they're not that keen on Ware, which I was surprised by. I would have figured that Kalel Ware is like, well, gets on. I don't even know if the Heat are offering Kalel Ware. But The other thing that was reported yesterday is the numero uno team he wants to go to is the Spurs. They don't seem that into giving up getting Kevin Durant, especially for what they're asking, because apparently the Suns are pulling like I think Zach Lowe reported today that they asked for the number 2 pick or Stephon Castle for him. And they're like, rookie of the year, the number 2 pick for 37-year-old? Yeah, okay, kick rocks. So, like, none of the offers are that sweet right now for him. And, in fact, there's a report this morning. Shout out to Drew Starr, by the way, who's doing yeoman's work from Arizona Central, their beat reporter there. And it says the Suns have, quote, no leverage because of Kevin Durant's age and wants a fresh start elsewhere. They may have to start. They may be placing too high a value on Kevin Durant and may have to reduce their asking price. Which, when all this stuff
sounds,
is playing,
sounds about right. A guy, a 37-year-old on the last year of his contract,
right,
that somebody's going to have to pay.
Who's awesome.
who's awesome.
Who's awesome?
2 years without, you know, and then you want young assets too. Yeah, and they don't even really want young assets.
It does. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like what they want the most is if they want a young asset, they want a blue chip asset. You know, I don't know if, and we don't even know what the Heat are offering. I imagine the Heat's offer is not that great. I mean, like, I think the Heat are the Heat are also aware. I guess the question is for the Heat, like, do the Heat do something that's an all-in offer, which is like 3 first-round picks for Kevin Durant? I doubt they're going to do that. I don't think that they're going to do that. I wouldn't. So that's where we're at right now. It seems right now that the Suns made their high ask. The only offer that seems that they're super interested in is the Timberwolves offer. But the Timberwolves reportedly want Kevin Durant to want to be there. He doesn't. And this is where we're at right now.
So I don't think they're in a position to demand assets and trade KD somewhere where even if he doesn't like it, he just says, I just won't sign an extension. And the other team that trades the assets would be happy with that.
Or even if you just get him and he's miserable there. Like, you know?
But I don't care how miserable KD is. I have never had to worry about that man going on the basketball court and playing basketball.
Yeah, but they're worried about it. Like, if the word is the Wolves are worried about it.
Yeah, they can be worried about it. But all I have up to this point is all the situations that he's been in. And even when he wasn't happy with the situation, i.e. Brooklyn or whatever, at no point in time did he not play basketball.
No.
Did he go in it and do – so that's all I'm going by.
I get you. But also, if you're going to make a move like this in your Minnesota, you want it to feel like –
yeah, you want some assurances that he's going to be all in. But I would say, like, look at Toronto. They didn't have any assurances. Right?
In fact, some
thought Kawhi wasn't going to show up.
Yeah, but you know, for the whole Toronto thing's a little bit it's still a little bit different. First of all, Kawhi Leonard was in the prime of his career. Like you're sitting there and it's like you were at that point running your head against the wall, legitimately the best team in the East every year and getting your head kicked in by LeBron every series. Like you did have to try something differently. And that team, you know, and the Spurs also were in a spot where they were like, all right, well, we're going to take DeMar DeRozan for him. So
you think the Heat are in a situation where they're not one player apart away, so they can't really afford to trade too much of their future because they're not just a player away?
I think that's part of it for sure. Like, I don't think that he can look at this and be like, hey, we've been in the West Finals the last 2 years. I mean, obviously they've been, you know, eliminated in the first round the last 2 years. And it's got to be like, you got to be sure that him, Bam, and Tyler, or KD, Bam, and Tyler is going to be something that carries you far. And right. I don't know if you can guarantee that.
Right. This is not a situation where they had D Wade and then they added. But you already had D-Wade. Like, is there, as currently constructed, would you say there's a bona fide star on this team? Like, a guy who, on a nightly basis, can be that guy that we've seen throughout the playoffs and a lot of these teams.
I mean, Bam can be a piece to a winning team, but no, he's not going to be the go-to guy as a scorer.
Right. Is Tyler like
he hasn't proven it?
Right. So he hasn't proven it. So when you look at all these other deals that people are making, they have a star and they want to add another star.
Right? Houston doesn't really have a star right now. Like that's their kind, but they feel like they're. You know, their roster's more well-rounded. They obviously have a rising star, maybe Amen Thompson, and Şengün's right. A very good player. But you know, I think. But they were second in the West. The Heat were 10th in the East.
Right. So what I'm saying is this: is that so you can clearly see if you're Houston, we make this KD deal work, we're in the mix. We're
yeah, there. Probably.
And so I'm saying that the farther away you get from that, the less inclined you're going to have a team to mortgage a whole lot of their future.
One of the other reasons I wanted to talk to you here this morning is because the Miami Heat need to make some moves, man. They are not a franchise that usually kind of hangs in mediocrity. Kevin Durant is the flashy name out there. We saw, you know, some of the recent moves, you know, the Desmond Bane move, which, you know, was I couldn't believe what they gave up for that four, you know, unprotected firsts. Do the Heat, let's just cross this bridge here. Do the Heat even have enough to get Kevin Durant, even in the conversation?
Well, right now, it sounds like from all the reporting we're getting from Shams Charania and even here locally, Barry Jackson, it sounds like the Phoenix Suns are expecting a lot more of a hole for Kevin Durant. But guess what? It's just not it's just not happening right now. And from everything you know that we know, the Miami Heat and the Houston Rockets have been the most aggressive teams outside of Minnesota. But Kevin Durant made it pretty clear, yeah, I'm not moving to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And there was even a report yesterday on ESPN that Anthony Edwards isn't going to try to recruit Kevin Durant. Like, he's just bowing out. He's not getting involved. So as of right now, yeah, like Houston, Miami, are two of the three teams that he wants to come to. And I think Phoenix was expecting Hollywood, you know, a decent amount of draft pick, draft capital moving forward for Kevin Durant. And maybe, you know, a young player, exciting asset. And they're quickly realizing, like, that's not going to happen. The Miami Heat are not going to give up the farm for Kevin Durant and picks. Like, it just, it's not going to happen for a 37-year-old. I think he's 36 now. He'll turn 37 in September at the back end of his career, who, by the way, missed the playoffs a season ago and, you know, missed a lot of time on the court. So, Hollywood, here's where I'm at with this. I think the Miami Heat should trade for Kevin Durant. I know there's a host of Heat fans who are saying this is stupid. Even Durant, Tyler, and Bam doesn't compete for a title. And look, maybe they're right, okay? Maybe that trio is not talented enough to go beat the likes of the Oklahoma City Thunder, to go beat the likes of the Denver Nuggets. But I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Indiana Pacers right now on a run, this magical run of the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum probably is going to be out the entire year next year. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Knicks are a legitimate organization, even if they made the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
Have they gotten anyone to interview for that job yet?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Has anyone interviewed?
They're still waiting on an answer from Paul Maurice. And
wow. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Their only qualifications, the New York Knicks, are that you have to already have a coaching position. That is their only qualification. So,
here's my issue, looking at the East.
I'm looking at the East, and look, it's wide open. Yeah. And you're telling me Kevin Durant can't help you?
But that's my thing. Here's my issue: is does Kevin Durant impact winning? And I would argue that he does not. I mean, look, I get it. You want a star here. You got to sell tickets. You want fans to be excited about your team. But does he impact winning realistically?
I think he does. Look, I'm not saying that's a bad argument your side, because it's easy to show me what he did in Brooklyn. It's easy to show me how big of a dumpster fire it's been in Phoenix. I'm with you. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I still think Kevin Durant can come here. He doesn't have to be a vocal leader. He doesn't have to be a guy who's going to put the team on his back every single night. He's joining a legitimate organization that is structured, that needs a boost offensively. And then, you know, you're a little bit closer, and then you try to start adding, you know, some other lateral moves that make you a little bit better, which is what Pat Riley talked about in the offseason. I think, because I know the Miami Heat are not doing a full reset, because I know the Miami Heat are not trading Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero to totally reset and try to do what the Thunder did over a span of, you know, a half decade or almost a full decade. I know they're not doing that. They don't operate that way. Mm-hmm. To me, Kevin Durant is a no-brainer. He improves your team. And I'm looking at an Eastern Conference right now that, in my opinion, is you know, capable of being taken over by a team like this that goes out and makes that splash.
Well, Solana, I want to thank you for hanging with us here this morning. And you keep up the good work in the afternoons, all right?
Yeah. Hey, Dan Day, go get my guy Hollywood a little emergency or something, man. He needs.
I actually feel okay. It's just that my voice is.
Where you been at the elbow
clearly
room?
Leaving me at this point.
You're at the elbow room, throwing down Coors Light and ripping heaters for the last couple hours.
We had the that's where I've been. You know me too well.
We had the pre-show meeting at the elbow room. You know, we figured that's the best prep. You know,
put Jimmy's cigarettes back, Hollywood. All right, guys. Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you later. Alex Solana, kind enough to join us here this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yesterday was about the Cats. Today, you know, are we going to get anything new on the Kevin Durant front?
Oh!
Wait, what's wrong?
Whoa.
Oh, no. I thought that was Miami. It's
minus
not.
One.
Immediate minus one.
Minus one.
It says
one.
Miami, but it's not.
For being distracted.
I was being distracted.
Yep.
How do we not have that button yet?
So, we don't have any new movement. The latest on the Kevin Durant thing is basically like, they want him to go to the Wolves.
He's because like, they can get the big.
Because they want Rudy Gobert for some reason. I don't really understand
really?
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
people want Rudy Gobert still?
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Holy smoke. I've watched him play the last two teams he's played for. One of the reasons why they got rid of him is because it got to a point where they had to take him out of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what they want. I mean, they're not a really sound organization right now, but that's where they're at. Mm-hmm. So they apparently want the Timberwolves package, but the Timberwolves don't want to deal for a surly Kevin Durant. The word was that they tried to see, hey, would Ant-Man recruit him? Be like, hey, come to Minnesota, baby. But Ant-Man's probably like, I'm going to go to Miami in a couple of years.
Wait a minute.
He's not recruiting Kevin Durant to Minnesota. So Kevin Durant's telling Minnesota, hey, kick rocks. And so Minnesota seems like they're out of it. And so the other teams, that's why we have the list of Spurs, Rockets, Heat. But it doesn't feel like the Rockets or the Spurs are given the most in this deal. It doesn't seem like the Heat are either. And so all these teams that are on Kevin Durant's list, they're not offering anything because they don't feel like they have to. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota is too scared to deal for a cranky Kevin Durant. So, but I don't know when this is going to happen because we were supposed to get this deal this week.
Here's why grown folks need to be grown. And I'm going to be 100% keep it real with you. You don't have to get along with everybody you work with as long as both parties are professional. And I will say this. You can have a problem with Kevin Durant being surly and cranky and a grumpy old man, but here's what you never have to worry about. Him not going on the court and giving you maximum effort.
Yeah, but nobody wants to trade for a guy who doesn't want to be there. Like it is something like if you're the
Toronto did it and won the championship.
Yeah, they did. Okay, they did it one time. Like you're sitting here as the Timberwolves and you've been at far, and obviously they have some reservations about it. And your face of the franchise is like, I'm not convincing them to come here.
The problem is that you gave up four first rounders for Rudy Gobert. Okay, clearly nobody believes that you know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, and I mean, like they've been doing good things as an organization, the Timberwolves.
Yes, yeah. No, they have,
But they did just do the whole Cat Julius Randle trade. I don't know why I call him Jat. I don't know what that is, but let's just want this deal to happen already, one way or another. I need to figure out.
I need to figure out,
am I having Kevin Durant or do I have to pivot to a new move and how I don't get DeMar DeRozan on the Heat? Like, those are the things I'm focused
Here's
on.
Here's
right
what
now.
Sucks. Everybody's saying the alternative is DeMar DeRozan.
Nope.
But here's
Not
the kicker.
My alternative.
Wait, can I just say something?
Hall of Famer.
Hey, you want me to tell you what's going to happen this Open?
What?
So, KD's going to go somewhere.
Oof.
And then DeMar DeRozan's going to go somewhere. And then he's going to roll up that window and yell down at Pat, "Do something!"
No, I don't want him to do DeRozan, but I will still yell at him for not doing anything.
But what, like, okay, so before you get to that point, what's out there? Kevin Durant.
Right now, it seems like just Kevin Durant.
Okay. And if that doesn't work out, it's not for lack of trying.
If the Heat, like, if you're telling me if the Heat don't have anything to do, what do I want them to do? Here's what I want them to do. Tall time. I want Nico.
That's Spo. You got to talk to Spo.
I want Nico.
You got to talk
ball to Spo. In his hands. I want him to throw lobs to Bam and to Khalil Ware. Tyler Hero, you sit your ass out there. You shoot a bunch of shots. And I need the keys given to Nikola Jovic. That's what I want.
So here's what your starting five
all
would
time?
Here's what your starting five would be. So we still going to have Davion coming off the bench, right?
I mean, probably what they're going to do is
put Wiggins at two. Wiggins at two. Jovic at three. Bam at four. And Khalil at five.
I would like that better than getting DeMar DeRozan. Like, just figure it out.
Right. But, okay, don't be a cranky or grumpy old man if it looks like they stayed pat. And it wasn't that they stayed pat because they wanted to. It was because there wasn't anything out there that moved the needle.
First of all, don't tell me how to feel. That's one. I'll feel how I want to feel. Like, just because I have given them the blueprint to
do your thing.
Stand pat.
Do your thing, Jennifer.
What is she going to do?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
She doesn't feel that way, though. She wants Kevin Durant, too.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that we don't want Kevin Durant. I'm saying if you don't get Kevin Durant, I don't want the Heat to make a move just to make a move. To say they did something. And that move
agreed.
Would
that
be
would be, and that would
move
be DeRozan.
Would be trading any right mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So, like, now I will say this: if they don't get Kevin Durant, and all of these guys work out, like, you're going to be in a position where you have a lot of young talent that learned on the job, right? And then to replace or to get a big name player becomes easier next year because these guys have performed at the highest level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see if they're going to, like, if they really don't have a play, are they going to keep Duncan and just let him expire with Terry Rozier and just open up all that cap space? Or because it feels like Duncan's days are numbered. Like, they're going to trade him. Ooh. Someone's going to want that deal to clean up their cap.
Would you circle back on DeJounte?
On DeJounte Murray?
Yeah.
Honestly, if there's a guy on the Pelicans I'd like him to kick the tires on, it'd be Trey Murphy.
Trey Murphy?
Since I can't get Zion Williamson.
No.
Joe Dumars. Oh, I want Zion to work out. He's not going to work out with you, Joe Dumars. What does the D stand for? Denial, dude? Just trade Zion already. He doesn't want to be there.
Hold on.
Stop acting like you want him there.
Hold on.
And trade him.
Hold on.
What?
You're telling me that you trust Zion down here in the land
of the Tron?
Of the Tron.
Mm.
No?
Do I trust him? Our relationship is just starting. With old Tobes, you start with a clean slate. So I will start with trust.
You would be a dummy.
Why?
Because, like, if somebody does something a certain way, all the way up till the date that you meet them, it's okay for you to assume they're going to do the same thing until they prove otherwise. But if you make the assumption beforehand and they continue to do the same stuff, that's shame on you. Because they've shown you.
Why is it shame on me? I gave him a fresh start. That's shame on him again.
That don't mean... Just because you gave a fresh start don't mean he's going to be better.
You're one of those idiots who believe, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Yeah. No. The wrong person, shame on them.
definition.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you again.
Except it's going to cost you a lot of money, and you're not going to be able to get other players. So it's going to be shame on you for falling for it.
But dunks, dude. Dunks.
Dude.
Don't you want to see some dunks, Frog Boy?
It's all I want to see.
Come on, baby.
How you feel about Giannis, Bam, and Tyler?
I just don't think Giannis is going anywhere right now. Otherwise, I'd love it.
Why does he like Milwaukee so much?
Hey, Steven said it perfectly. Tobin doesn't see consequences.
No.
Doesn't.
That's not true.
Mm. Oh, you.
I don't want DeMar DeRozan.
You are a liar.
That's not true. I see consequences. I take into account consequences all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how many times did you say you don't care about the consequences of Zaya?
I'm very intrigued by that move.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't care about the consequences.
I understand the consequences.
No, you don't understand
I understand them. The consequences.
You don't understand them.
I understand he has affinity for the IG models.
And the food.
He looks like he's in really good shape.
No, I'm going to tell you this for the 20th time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's getting into his man body. Which means that he's just maturing. He's not a kid anymore. He's had a couple of off seasons of basketball and rehab, and now you're starting to see his man body.
He's going
to
mature.
Then he says, dude, that.
Can I just tell you?
What?
I want to hit you over the head with my... Stop saying mature. You're a redneck. You're not...
But he is maturing.
No. Is he?
Yeah, baby.
Is that what you hope? But that's what you
right
know.
Now, I don't hope anything. Right now, I actually hope what I want actually is him to make another mistake, so Joe Dumars wants to trade him.
Mm.
Also, make the value go back down to the cheapskies.
Right.
Don't shake your head at me.
I just didn't like how you said, what does the D stand for, denial? When it very clearly stands for Dumars. Just don't understand.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Tall time?
Well, it's the only way.
You know, one of them might have to go.
I know. I don't like that.
Who you think, just out of curiosity, because I've wondered this, and I kind of know the answer, and I know it's not going to work in my favor.
What's that?
Who you think has the greater upside?
Jovic or Ware?
Yeah.
It's a great question. I've thought about this.
No, you didn't.
I have thought about this. Actually, I've spent many a nights laying in my bed thinking about it. Who's got the greater upside? Jovic.
Why?
Or Khalil Ware?
Strange.
Hey. That's strange.
See why?
No, what?
It's going to be.
I'm so glad you asked that.
That's strange.
Our.
He's been waiting for this moment.
No, he hasn't. Will you just answer the damn question and stop?
Well, why? Why do I have to answer it so quickly? Why can't I just
chew on it for a minute?
Explain what you think by upside.
So, in 3 years, who would have made the biggest impact?
Okay, here's the thing.
This team.
Here's what I wonder.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think if you talk about Khalil Ware. What I think he can be is in the perfect glove fit next to Bam as like a role for the team. What I wonder with Jovic, this is my heart of hearts, okay? And people will say I'm crazy, okay? I think Jovic is the better player. I do. I think... Just the way he plays basketball, here's the problem with him. He's a different player. I think he's best with the ball in his hands. Let him go out there, facilitate, see the court, see vision. Getting better with taking advantage of size mismatches. That's something that he has to improve on greatly. But he gets downhill, you know, uses that Serbian Terminator body, chiseled. Something about it. And
he's
then
not chiseled.
No, he's chiseled. He is. No, he is. He's rocked up, dude. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. No, a dude.
Why do you got to go?
I'm telling you right now. He's chiseled.
This was a good, normal conversation that you took to the next level. I've just made it a bleep show.
I have thought about it, and you asked me a question. Now, will the Heat ever give him that opportunity? Will Spo ever say, hey, Jovic, here's the keys?
He don't need to. Wait.
Here's the keys.
Neither one of them need the keys. We're not talking about that. I'm not talking about him having to
I think he does need the keys. I've thought about this.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I asked.
Why?
I am so sorry.
Because you're a Ware guy.
No, it's not that.
It's okay that you're a Ware guy.
No.
Because I love Khalil Ware, too. I don't like it being. I root for both of them.
Hold on. I thought about it, right?
Yeah.
And I said to myself that I think Jovic has the bigger upside because Khalil will only be a center.
Mm-hmm.
They won't move him around. Jovic can do a lot of different things, thus making him more important. That being said, right, I only asked the question because if you go out and start making these trades, you're going to have to go into it willing to give up one of them.
Totally fair.
So that's why I asked.
I think because Ware is like, oh, this is going to fit next to Bam. That feels like it's going to work.
Ware's foot in the paint.
And I feel like they're like, oh, that's why we got a guy who's going to block shots at the rim, a deterrent there.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your guys that you felt like you've invested in with Bam and Tyler, it's hard to be like, hey, actually, it's this guy. But some people don't. What? Let me ask you this. What if? I know I'm going to get made fun of for this.
No, but here. Here's the
point. Let me just. Can I say a take?
Go ahead.
Don't compare the players. Compare the situation. But what if he's just Serbian Jalen Brunson?
Who?
Jovic, dude.
Dude.
No, I'm telling you. What if we're overlooking him?
Hey.
No, don't do that. You guys asked me my thoughts. That's not fair.
Hold on. Here's the perfect answer.
I'm just saying things.
Hold on.
Don't say that.
I got the perfect answer by Wade 06. MV3. Ware can be a 2010 two-way player. Jovic can be a 18-7-5 guy.
Ooh.
And that's, you see what
that's
I mean?
That's not that different, though. Like, those are good things.
No, I'm just saying that, but you kind of, like, that's, they're going to play two different games.
Third season for Jalen Brunson, 13 points a game.
No, wait, okay.
I'm just saying, like, there was a big glow up for him.
Yeah.
What if Jovic is Serbian Jalen
Brunson? But Jovic could blow up like that. Ware is not going to. Just because of the position he plays. That's kind of where I'm getting at. And you know how much I want to keep Ware. I'm here. Can I just say this? This is the truth. I would love to keep Ware. But I'm worried about how he's going to be received by Spo.
For sure.
Spo just doesn't.
Especially after that stinker in the playoffs.
Right. Mm. So that worries me.
They both have their signature games this year. I would say Jovic, it was the Warriors game where he's flexing on Steph Curry. Remember when he gave Steph Curry that work? And then you have, of course, Khalil Ware, who dominated Victor Wembanyama. Dominated him. I love them both. That's great. Leroy just showed me a picture of Brad Marchand doing uppies on Connor McDavid. Should we hear from little whiny baby Leon Draisaitl?
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what? I'll save it for we'll save it for Rats Off a Ship because he's saying he's
cranking up the excuse machine.
Sure is.
See, it's hard, dude. I'm telling you, the hardest thing in sports to do. Right now, look, you watch six games. There is no question in my mind that the Florida Panthers were better than the Edmonton Oilers. No doubt, right? So anything that comes after that is going to be the old excuse machine, right? Because in the end, You were not better than the Florida Panthers. It's hard for fans. It's hard for players. It's hard for competitors to admit that. But we know the truth.
Tears says, how old is Jovich now? He just turned 22 like a week ago.
Right. I get it. See,
like the tough comp.
Jovich works better in what the Heat like to do with the point forward, a number of different guys bringing it up, giving Tyler an opportunity to play off the ball, which is probably his better position, right? So
I just think he's the best playmaker on the team.
Jovich?
Yeah.
Right. So, but again, this team.
Why a 6'10 guy is our best lob thrower? I don't know.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with all this.
Mm-hmm.
When we start facing all these teams in the East,
yeah,
you need a big.
Yeah. What if we have three?
What do you mean?
All of them. Three. Put them just all together.
Bam.
Bam. Jovich. Where? Tall time. Is calling him Serbian Jalen Brunson too much?
If you put Bam at center, you're moving him backwards.
Yeah.
Why?
The guy just went. He carried the Knicks to relevancy.
Uh huh.
You can't say that this.
But at one time was thought not relevant. You realize he was not drafted by the Knicks.
Correct. He was
an afterthought on the Mavericks.
He was a Maverick. Yeah. Yep.
Part of that conspiracy, if you ask me. Like these Mavericks are trading their key pieces.
Chase says, "What are you smoking?"
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Like I don't want to.
I'm smoking off season fumes.
I don't want it.
That fodder.
I don't want it to. Like I'm just trying to get to the reality of where we are, and that is that if you trade for anybody substantial, you may have to give one of those guys up. And I would say that. You have to come. You that's going to be a part of your reality. So let's have the conversation now versus later.
I think this was cordial. I liked it.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was cordial.
You always have.
Why?
Why can't I have a serious conversation with you?
We did. We had a great basketball conversation.
No, we did.
What? Why?
No, we did.
Because I went too far.
Yeah, you always go too far. We can't have. That's why. Like I'll say, hey. That's what people wonder why I say.
I'm not comparing them as players.
But when I say, can I ask you a question? I say that in hopes of turning off the machine and having a real conversation. So that's like, okay, let's reset, refocus on this.
Like Bob.
Yeah.
Focus.
But no, you don't. It's like Looney Tunes with you.
Jovich for MIP?
Ooh.
Who the hell's MIP?
Most improved player.
Oh. Hmm. I mean, I would like to wear for PT playing time because, like, he's so. Spo is. Like, I've never met a guy who doesn't say anything, committed to the grind, and Spo gets fed up with him so quickly.
That's true.
But not Jovich.
No, he was hard on Jovich the first 2 years. I mean, he sent his ass to the G League. You know, remember he
for
like,
a day.
Remember, no, they sent his ass to the G League, and they're like, he's like, you could go try to be a five, and then Jimmy was like, he's not a five, don't do that.
But again, is that not bad coaching? That you have a guy that has this skill set.
It's not good coaching.
It's not. You have this guy with this skill set, and you're saying go to the G League and try to play.
Well, it's like Eric Spoelstra says, you know, he says the old Spoism is, you know, make me watch you, make me play you.
Or how about you say to Spo, hey, how about you play me at my position?
Yeah, it sounds like you got a bone to pick. I don't know.
I don't have a bone to pick. I'm just saying. Jovich is not
a bone to pick.
Wait, Jovich is not a five.
Yeah, I'm not this.
Hey.
And neither is Bam.
Yeah. Well, I'm not disagreing with
Bam
you.
Bam is a change of pace five, but you can't start the game off with Bam as a five with all the work that he put in and all of the ways that his game is expanded, and he gonna throw him in the five and put him in the paint.
Dade South says that bone to pick is under Leroy's car seat.
Nah, I moved it.
We didn't get to play it yesterday. We'll play a little Rats Off a Ship next. That's why I don't like doing this. You know, you get vulnerable. You put yourself in a vulnerable spot.
Vulnerable.
And the wolves come out at you, you know?
Why? What happened?
So on Twitter, Bosh Roarface, longtime listener.
Wow, really?
He goes, where over Jovic, and it's not even close.
Not true.
And I'm like, hey!
I wouldn't say it's not close.
Why can't I just have my thing? You know, why do I have to be so judged by you people?
I'm not judging you. I'm referring to
the listeners.
Okay.
If you were to say, like, and I say this as a Kalel Ware guy. I love Kalel. There's just, what have I said about Jovic for the longest time?
That he's adorable.
Something about him.
What have you said? You like his accent.
What's not to like?
Let's shift gears over to the NBA before we run out of time. There was a huge trade. Desmond Bane, what was it? Four unprotected first round picks. And there's also some, you know, percolating news about Kevin Durant to the Heat and maybe Russell Westbrook to the Heat. What do you think? If you add Kevin Durant, let's say you can add Kevin Durant and you don't lose Bam or Tyler. Where are they in the East? Bam, KD, Tyler Hero is your big three.
Hawk, I said it last night on our sports show with Clay because we debated, like, you know, what do you give up for KD? Like, what do you legitimately give up? And I said anything but Bam or Tyler. That's where I leave it. And when you talk about assets and buildings for the future and all this stuff, you look at what happened here. You go back to December when the Heat and Pacers were basically the same team, at least it seemed like, you know, and this is obviously pre all the Jimmy stuff. You're thinking to yourself, okay, the Pacers are about as likely as the Heat are to get to the finals. You know, it's unlikely. And the Pacers are in the NBA Finals battling against a 68-win team. I mean, you look at what they did, or 64, whatever they were, 64-win team. You look at what they did, and it shows you that the East is wide open still. So, yeah, Kevin Durant with Bam and Tyler, you put other pieces in there, led by Eric Spoelstra, I think is a team that could compete for one of the top few seeds and have an opportunity to compete in the playoffs. I do. I just don't think – and I think you have to think that way because what I told Clay last night is what I'll tell you right now, Hawk. I don't want to see this team run it back. There were times where that offense and that team last year were unwatchable. And it's okay to say that. They were. Defensively, they play hard and Spo. They always have a chance. And I love all those things in the culture. But this team needs something. And a 26-point score, I don't care what age he is, and Kevin Durant moves the needle for me to them being competitive in the East. I think you do what you can to get them.
But, Will, the only thing, and Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer first ballot. He's one of the most amazing scorers I've watched with my own eyes living. But I watched Brooklyn with him and James Harden, nothing. Then I watched Phoenix with him, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. They didn't even make the playoffs, Will. So is that something that should pop in my head when I think about Kevin Durant? Is just he had to get with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and them boys to win the championship.
I mean, you could kind of, you know, you could say the same thing with LeBron, right? LeBron had to come here with Dwayne and CB, and he won the title, and then he gets Anthony Davis. And you know, I get the logic. You're not wrong. But I think Kevin Durant's a different type of superstar in the sense that, you know, he gets a lot of backlash for stuff like that. But the reality is, he doesn't have to come in here and be a leader. He doesn't kind of have to be a rah-rah guy. You got Bam for that. You know, you got guys in that building that, you got obviously even UD behind the scenes. You have guys in that building that are leaders that can be the heart and soul of the team. Just go in there, take your hoodie off, score 26 points, put it back on, come back the next day, deal with the media however you want to deal with, and be Kevin Durant because the Heat are missing something. And to me, a player of his caliber, his elite scoring ability, I've never heard a bad thing about Kevin Durant as a teammate, right? I've never heard that he's difficult. And they just dealt with 5-6 years of a guy who came in with the label of being difficult, and they went to 2 NBA Finals. So to me, a guy like KD would fit in just fine. I don't see a problem with any of the other stuff that, you know, as far as what he's done or hasn't done in the past in certain teams. I think here he would fit in fine and help this team be a lot better and a lot more watchable and exciting than they've been the last couple of years.
I know it's a fluid situation, Will. I saw Shams Charania a couple hours ago say that KD has no desire, quote, to be in Minnesota. And now the Miami Heat are the betting favorites. But I realize, very fluid situation. But you are seeing people kind of cape up for guys they don't think the Heat should trade. And look, is Kalel Ware on that list for you? If it means Kevin Durant, would you be willing to part ways with Khalil Ware, or is there still too much upside there for the Heat, and they should do everything they can to keep him?
I mean, there's two parts to that. The second part you just said is true. There's a lot of upside, and they should do whatever they can to keep him. But if you can get Kevin Durant, the only ones I'm not trading are Bam and Tyler. That's it. Because to me, KD, Bam, and Tyler is your new nucleus once you move past post Jimmy. And let's not forget what the Heat did. That was their core, right? The core of Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler with other pieces mixed with the development of Gabe and Max and all those things and Duncan hitting threes. That became an NBA final team twice. So if you throw Kevin Durant for the next couple of years in there and you mix and match and you trust again, you trust your head coach, one of the ultimate greats of Spo, you trust your front office to fill in pieces. To me, that's a chance you take. That's a risk you take other than running it back, because running it back isn't going to work. We've seen it 2 years in a row. It's just not going to work. They have to pivot post Jimmy, and that has to include an alpha, a guy that can take that lead role. And I don't know if anybody fits that better for the short term than Kevin Durant.
You're telling me, Will, that if the deal was presented to you and it included Tyler Hero and not Bam, you would say no to Kevin Durant?
Well, the problem is you have to think what else is going on, because I don't think the combo of KD and Bam is going to move the needle by itself in the East. I think it has to have Tyler, because I think Tyler is at his best when he's not the alpha. And Tyler handled the alpha role pretty well post-Jimmy, but we saw that he needs help. You throw in a 25-point score, and then Tyler can be the 23, 25-point score as the secondary guy. Now you're talking about a team that I think that can make some noise and be good in the East. I think you take that away, and yeah, you're losing too much scoring. What you're getting in KD and losing in Tyler doesn't balance out to me.
And what is if KD's off the books, let's say KD goes to Houston, wherever else he's talking about, then what do you do? Because I don't want to run it back either. But now what do you do? We depend on Russell Westbrook to come in here and be the one, because he can't shoot a three. They leave him wide open nowadays. What would be option two if we can't get KD?
I mean, the option two, Channing, is basically run it back, but for the beginning of the year, of having Andrew Wiggins as that third piece, you know? And that's, and then you see what the development of Khalil was. You see if Nico could stay healthy and how he develops all year. You are essentially, if you don't get KD, now, are there other things that could open up in the next, you know, 7-8 weeks? Sure, I'm sure there are. But the reality is this is what's in front of you. So there would be some sort of a version of run it back. Because to me, run it back, everybody says run it back, right? Run it back, it's a term we use a lot. It's not that you're bringing the same 15 guys back, but that you're bringing the same core back. And the core post Jimmy was Tyler, Bam, and Andrew Wiggins, you know, and the development of those young guys I mentioned. I don't see a scenario, if they don't get KD, outside, again, of another star coming free for some reason, that it's not going to be some sort of version of that next season.
Will Manso, see him on Local 10. We'll see you at the Amerind Bank Arena tomorrow, Will.
I will come by and say hello. I cannot wait. I wish it was today, guys. I really am. I hate this extra day. I want to get there tomorrow, but we'll have some fun.
I'm ready to roll as well, man. I hope close it out tomorrow. That would be fun. We'll see you, Will. Please. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.